afternoon, and welcome to the Big Wednesday Show. This is Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, and welcome to another broadcast. We're glad you're here on WWGH Radio. We've got lots of trivia today and lots of interesting things to pass along to you. First of all, we'd like to thank our brand new sponsor. We do appreciate this sponsor for signing on board. Our thanks to Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing for supporting today's broadcast. They are family operated with 5 years experience. Their telephone number is 614-735-3461. That's 614-735-3461. Facebook page, Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing. So thanks to Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing for supporting today's broadcast. We do appreciate it very much. And just thanks so much to them for supporting the broadcast today. All right, it is trivia time. And I have a category today. It's famous villains. And if you know the answer to these, you can give me a call at 740-383-9944. Anyone that calls in, we're going to sign you up for a drawing for a $5 gift card to Little Caesars Pizza. So if that sounds good to you, a little bit of Little Caesars Pizza, just give me a ring here at 740-383-9944 and answer a trivia question. Here we go with the first one. In the movie The Wizard of Oz, what does the Wicked Witch of the West say to Dorothy before disappearing in a puff of smoke? Do you know? In the movie The Wizard of Oz, what does the Wicked Witch of the West say to Dorothy before disappearing in a puff of smoke? In the Star Wars movies, Darth Vader is the father of whom? In the Star Wars movie, Darth Vader is the father of whom? How does the jealous queen try to kill Snow White? This is an easy one. You probably know this one. 740-383-9944. Get signed up for a chance to win this $5 gift card to Little Caesars. We'll draw a name at 4:55 this afternoon. In the movie Toy Story 3, why is the pink bear Lotso not so lovable? In the movie Toy Story 3, why is the pink bear Lotso not so lovable? In 101 Dalmatians, from whom does Cruella de Vil steal puppies? There's a couple answers to this one. In 101 Dalmatians, from whom does Cruella de Vil steal puppies? And the last one I'll give you, in The Lion King, what is the main goal of Scar? We got a call coming in. WWGH Radio, you're on
the air. Yeah, the question to the Wizard of Oz, the Wicked Witch says, I'll get you, my pretty.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, who's this? We'll get you signed up for the drawing.
Becky Thacker.
Hey, Becky, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Hey, doing fantastic. All right, we'll put your name in the drawing for $4.55, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Uh-huh, mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, I'll get you, my pretties, is exactly what she says. 740-383-9944, if you know the answer to any of the trivia questions. A Canadian company said employees unofficially broke a Guinness World Record by completing 509 high fives in 3 minutes. Workers at the Johnson Group in Winnipeg said they decided to mark National High Five Day by breaking the Guinness record for the most high fives in a relay in 3 minutes, which currently stands at 492 after being set in July 2017 in London. The group of 33 employees said they spent months practicing for the record on their lunch breaks. It took us a while to get a technique, and we realized how can we be faster, employee Stacy Klassen told CTV News. Every time we would try to better ourselves. The team made three official attempts Thursday, ending with totals of 494, 489, and finally 509. The company said it is submitting video and other evidence to Guinness for official recognition. So there you go, the most high fives in 3 minutes. That's moving for sure. Now this offbeat news story, authorities in California were called to a neighborhood where a reported wandering mountain lion was found napping under a tree in a resident's backyard. The Pasadena Police Department said reports of a mountain lion wandering the neighborhood, located about 2 miles from the foothills of the Angeles National Forest, first came in about 5 p.m. Thursday. Neighbors captured video of the cougar lurking around homes in the area. Generally, coming down to Pasadena that far is a little unusual, Pasadena Police Lieutenant Max Dalstein told the Los Angeles Times. The California Police Department of Fish and Wildlife was summoned to the area, and the cougar was found napping under a tree in a resident's backyard. It was tranquilized and taken away for veterinary examination. How would you like to have a cougar in your backyard? Kind of scary. This is Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond. It's 4:23. Glad you're tuned in on a Wednesday. We are live here in the studio in the beautiful city of Marion in the comfortable Air Chair One, broadcasting behind the yellow microphone today. It's time for On This Day in History. April 24th of the year 1800, the Library of Congress was established with a $5,000 allocation. On this day in 1833, a patent was granted for the first soda fountain. 1889, the Edison General Electric Company was organized. 1897, William Prince became the first to be named White House news reporter. On this day in 1953, Winston Churchill was knighted by Queen Elizabeth II. 1961, Sandy Koufax of the Los Angeles Dodgers struck out 18 batters, becoming the first major league pitcher to do so on two different occasions. 1990, on this date, the Space Shuttle Discovery blasted off from Cape Canaveral, Florida. It was carrying the $1.5 billion Hubble Space Telescope. 2000, the year 2000, ABC TV aired the TV movie The Three Stooges. On this date in 2003, a U.S. official reported that North Korea had claimed to have nuclear weapons. And finally, on this date in 2015, the S&P closed at a record high of 2,117.69. So there you go. A little bit of history for you here on Offbeat News and Trivia. Speaking of trivia, let's go over our questions again and see if we can get some more answers here at 740-383-9944. Again, at 4:55 this afternoon, we're giving away a Little Caesars gift card, a $5 Little Caesars gift card. And if you call in and answer a trivia question, we'll sign you up for this drawing, and we'll draw a name at 4:55 this afternoon. In the Star Wars movie, Darth Vader is the father of whom? Can you tell me? How does the jealous queen try to kill Snow White in the Snow White movie? In the movie Toy Story 3, why is the pink bear Lotso not so lovable? Do you know? In 101 Dalmatians, from whom does Cruella de Vil steal the puppies? There's a couple answers to this one. In The Lion King, what is the main goal of Scar? In The Lion King, what is the main goal of Scar? Our villains category today. 740-383-9944. Give me a call, and I'll put you in a drawing for a $5 gift card to Little Caesar's Pizza. Phone call coming in. WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Hello, Nate. How's it going today?
Hey, I'm doing good today. How are you?
Good, thank you. I got an answer, I think, to one of your questions.
Sure, which one?
Darth Vader is Luke Skywalker's.
Yes, right. Very good. That is correct. And what's your name, and I'll get you put in for the drawing.
It's Ralph Backer.
All right. All right, very good. We will sign you up for that $5 gift card, and if you win, you can go get you a pizza.
Yeah, it'll work.
All right. Well, you have a good day.
And I really enjoy your show. It's great.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you listening more than you know.
Yeah, okay. Have a good one now.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. Famous villains. Yes, that's our category of trivia for today. Well, I'm going to tell you about the oldest serving police car here in Ohio and where you can find it. At the Canton Classics Car Museum, you can see a 1937 Studebaker police car that may well be the longest serving police car in U.S. history. During the Great Depression, the city of Canton decided to purchase an armored police car. The reason the city of Canton decided to purchase an armored police car was a story that you'll want to hear. Maybe a bulletproof vehicle was called for by Canton's growing reputation as Little Chicago with lots of gangsters passing through, or maybe it was because the understaffed police force needed the armored vehicle to deal with strike violence that was associated with the labor movement in the 1930s. Either way, the city purchased the car in 1937 for $800, a nominal price for a new car during the 1930s, and immediately spent an additional $4,600 on armor protection. That included 3,000 pounds of 10-gauge steel plating and windows of 1 1/8 inch thick bullet-resistant glass and with portholes so that officers could shoot safely at desperados and criminals from inside the tank-like car. More from the oldest serving police car in just a moment. Right now, it's time to take a break. You are listening to Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1 on Offbeat News and Trivia. So good to have you tuned in. I appreciate it, and I appreciate your phone calls very, very much. And we are just a phone call away, too, for a trivia question, or if you'd like to comment on anything, 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. 30 seconds away from a break, feel free to send me an email, radionateosu@gmail.com. My email address one more time is radionateosu@gmail.com. And, by the way, you can find me on Facebook. It's easy. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook. Type Radio Nate into Facebook, and I'll pop up, and you can find all sorts of things on there. Back in just a moment.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Scott, WWGH Radio is my favorite place for news.
Well, Ted, I take that as high praise.
Well, it's true, without a doubt. Where else can you find a mayor, governor, treasurer, and the Golden Voice all on the same show? Variety is the spice of life.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
And the time is right now 4:32. Offbeat News and Trivia, Nate Redmond with you, telling you about the oldest surviving police car over in Canton. And they really fixed this thing up with bulletproof glass. They even wrapped the gasoline tank in a steel cocoon and replaced the wheel with double-walled tires that could not be easily flattened by bullets. But in their haste to make the car bulletproof, the designers forgot to include anything for comfort of the officers who had to drive the auto. The car had no ventilation and, of course, no air conditioning. For most of its career, the car, which local police dubbed the Flying Squadron, was used to transfer large sums of money between businesses in Canton. In 1958, however, it proved its worth in dramatic fashion. Two armed Ohio hostages were holding an entire family hostage. The standoff between the crooks and the local sheriff's department had gone on for over a day when the exasperated sheriff put in a call to Canton for the Flying Squadron. According to printed reports from that day, the big black armored car came roaring down the driveway through a hail of bullets and pulled up in front of a window in the home. Police fired tear gas canisters out through the portholes and into the house. Within moments, the robbers surrendered and the family was safe. The armored car continued to serve Canton until 1996 when it was retired and donated to the Canton Classic Car Museum. By that time, it had been active duty for a remarkable total of 59 years. Wow, the oldest serving police car. Pretty cool stuff, and you can see it at the Canton Classics Car Museum. Well, do me a favor, let's head down this hallway and go down here to the right. It's time to go to the classroom for another Weird Word of the Week. I've got the chalkboard ready to go, and this week's weird word is yielding. Yielding. Y-E-A-L-I-N-G, yielding. It's a noun. The definition is a person of the same age as oneself. All right, so I'm 34. So if somebody else is 34, they're yielding. All right. The origin of the word was from the 1720s to 1730s. So again, another old word. Yielding, that's our weird word of the week for today. All right, let's take a look at our trivia before we head into our ladies' corner and find out what my wife Amber put together for us this week for ladies' corner. All right, trivia question, 740-383-9944 if you know the answer, and we'll put you in a drawing for $4.55 this afternoon, giving away a $5 gift card to Little Caesar's Pizza. So if that sounds good, give me a call. Easy question here. How does the jealous queen try to kill Snow White? How does the jealous queen try to kill Snow White? In the movie Toy Story 3, why is the pink bear Lotso not so lovable? In the movie Toy Story 3, why is the pink bear Lotso not so lovable? In 101 Dalmatians, from whom does Cruella de Vil steal the puppies? A couple of answers to this one, so you could take your pick. In 101 Dalmatians, from whom does Cruella de Vil steal the puppies? And in The Lion King, what is the main goal of Scar? Remember Scar? He was the evil villain there in The Lion King. So if you know the answer, give me a call, 740-383-9944, and we'll put you in a drawing for a $5 gift card to Little Caesar's Pizza. And it is time for our Ladies' Corner. You can find information on this at my Facebook page at Radio Nate. We have a recipe here. And like I said, it's about impossible to write down a recipe on the radio, but if it sounds good to you, you can find the recipe at Radio Nate on Facebook. And today's recipe is Ultimate Cheesy Southern Squash Casserole. And here's what you need. 1 package of ground pork sausage, 2.5 pounds of yellow squash sliced into 1/4-inch rounds, 1 small sweet onion diced, 1 1/2 teaspoons salt divided, 2 eggs slightly beaten, 1 8-ounce container of sour cream, 1/2 cup of mayonnaise, 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper, 1/4 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1 8-ounce package of mild cheddar cheese, 2 sleeves of buttery crackers crushed, and 4 tablespoons of unsalted butter melted. And here's what you do with all of those things. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit and spray a 13 by 9 inch baking dish with nonstick spray. In a large skillet, crumble and cook the sausage. Add the squash, onion, and 1 teaspoon of salt to the pan. Cook, stirring occasionally until the squash is just tender. Drain the mixture to remove excess moisture and grease. Stir together the eggs, sour cream, mayonnaise, black pepper, garlic powder, and remaining 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Add the cheese and mix to combine. Lightly fold in the squash and sausage mixture. Pour into the prepared dish. Combine the crushed crackers and butter. Spread the mixture over the casserole. Bake for 25 to 30 minutes or until bubbly and golden brown. So if that sounds good to you, you can find this recipe on my Facebook page by just going to Radio Nate. Just type that into the Facebook search, Radio Nate, and that recipe will pop up. And here's part two of our Ladies' Corner. Easy no-dig flower beds is what we have for you today. Try this method if you are not in a rush to plant and you don't mind looking at a pile of organic matter for a little bit. This isn't really a problem if the season is winter, but if you're ready for spring, it might be. But you can start this project in early spring. In either case, you'll be ready to plant by spring, so you can do this now. Cut existing grass at your mower's lowest setting. To smother roots, spread a layer of newspaper about 12 sheets thick. Spread 8 to 12 inches of organic matter, well-rotted manure, compost, or a mix of compost and shredded leaves, over the layers of newspaper, or use mix a mixture of loam, manure, and peat available at garden centers. Rake level. If doing this job in the fall, let mounds settle until spring. But since we're in the spring, give it a season. Worms and soil microorganisms will do the mixing and enriching. Then plant right into the area without doing any digging. The settling action will give you a bed that's just slightly raised. So there you go. That is how you do an easy, no-dig flower bed. And that's our Ladies' Corner for today. Well, this man, he decided to go see Captain Marvel a whole bunch of times. A Wisconsin man said he broke a Guinness World Record, his fifth such accomplishment, by going to see Captain Marvel 116 times in the theaters. Steve Ruppel of Weston said he has spent 12,268 minutes watching the latest Marvel Cinematic Universe film, which stars Brie Larson as the titular hero, after discovering there was a Guinness record at stake. Quote, "I thought it was the most insane thing ever. I thought it was impossible. I wasn't even sure why it was even a record, but I thought after a while I should probably do that," Ruppel told the local TV station. He said he needed to go at least 104 screenings to break the current record for the most times seeing the same movie in the theater, but he decided to make it 116 while collecting the evidence required by Guinness. "To be official, I have to have certain pictures taken, like in front of the movie poster, and I need to have two written witness statements saying that I was actually there," he said. "So I'm trying to think, if anyone wanted to break this, I really don't want to re-break it, because this has been pretty tough. It's been a finite amount of time, but I don't think I'm going to try this one again." Ruppel has four previous Guinness records to his name, including running a half marathon while wearing the most number of shirts, that's interesting, and the fastest time to drink 1 liter of gravy, 1 minute, 12.5 seconds. All right, so he's used to being a Guinness holder. He said the multiple Captain Marvel viewings allowed him to take in some details other moviegoers likely missed. He says, for instance, there's one particular scene in the movie where in the background there's a calendar that says June of 1995. And then later on in that particular day, there's a full moon. So at the end, I just Googled when there was a full moon in June of 1995, and it came out to be Tuesday, June 13th of 1995, he said. That's one of the details I noticed during the movie. So there you go, 116 times seeing the same movie. He could probably just about quote the thing, I'm sure. Well, I'm going to tell you about Dusty the Donkey. A sheriff's deputy's body camera was recording on a Chicago highway when she got out of her vehicle to round up a loose donkey. The Cook County Sheriff's Office said the donkey was spotted in the middle of traffic Thursday on Interstate 90 near Arlington Heights Road, and the deputy was able to escort the animal to the side of the road. The sheriff's office tweeted body camera footage of the deputy's donkey encounter. The donkey, which was found to be named Dusty, was returned to his owner. Shrek was nowhere to be found, the sheriff's office quipped. So the donkey was returned to its owner. Dusty the donkey got out and was hosing up traffic. But he's safe and sound, for sure. Coming up on another break already. It's coming up on a quarter till five. You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond. When we come back from the break, we'll thank our supporter, and we'll also give you some more trivia questions to answer at 740-383-9944.
Scott, you know there have always been rumors that Florence Harding murdered President Harding.
Yes, I have heard that.
Well, it's a bunch of bunk. I'm here to state without doubt Florence Harding did not murder President Harding. Now, Nan Britton. Jury's out.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
And we are back. Want to thank our supporter. Our thanks to Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing for supporting today's broadcast. Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washings are family operated with 5 years experience. Their telephone number is 614-735-3461. That's 614-735-3461. Facebook page, Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing. Yes, indeed. So our new supporter, Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing. Our thanks to them for supporting the broadcast today. Trivia time. One more time. Maybe a couple more times before 4:55. We're looking to sign folks up for a chance to win a $5 Little Caesars gift card. So if you know the answer to these trivia questions, give me a call at 740-383-9944. Last week, we had, a total of 10 calls. So, hey, we would love to hear from you this week. Here's an easy one. How does the jealous queen try to kill Snow White? How does the jealous queen try to kill Snow White in the Disney story? In the movie Toy Story 3, why is the pink bear Lotso not so lovable? In 101 Dalmatians, from whom does Cruella de Vil steal puppies? In The Lion King, what is the main goal of Scar? Let me give you a couple of wildlife questions. Why do bats hang upside down? Why do bats hang upside down? And what is the slowest mammal on Earth? Can you tell me what the slowest mammal is on Earth? WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Poison apple.
Poison apple, that is correct. Mm-hmm. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good. All right, can I get your name to sign you up for the drawing?
Ruth Haas, H-A-A-S.
All right, Ruth Haas. Well, thank you so much for listening out there, Ruth. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right, you have a great day now, okay?
All right, you too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
740-383-9944 is our telephone number. Give us a call on any of these questions, and we'll get you signed up for a chance to win a $5 gift card to Little Caesars Pizza. Want to tell you about the First Lady's Museum. The First Lady's Museum. Behind every president of the United States, popular or otherwise, is a First Lady. The National First Lady's Library and Museum in Canton is dedicated to celebrating this particular brand of spousal support, and it's a sight to see. Well-tended, impeccably manicured, complex with two exquisitely refurbished buildings, a former City National Bank, built in 1895, and the Saxton McKinley House, a Victorian gingerbread concoction constructed in 1840 by the family of Ida Saxon McKinley, wife of William and the 25th First Lady. It's mostly a girl thing, so guys might want to head for the Canton Classic Car Museum or Pro Football Hall of Fame instead. Most tours start in the library, known as the Education and Research Center, which consists of more than 12,500 books, photos, and slides of First Ladies. Also on display are their outfits, a partially restored frock worn by Martha Washington, as well as those belonging to Dolly Madison, and lesser knowns like the Pierce wife of Franklin, 14th President of the United States. Rotating exhibits of original reproduction and miniature inaugural gowns and other dresses testify that these women were petite, though sometimes the fabric has to be bunched to avoid fraying seams. Hey, they didn't have a whole lot of time to sit around and eat chocolates and watch Oprah. Another highlight is the intimate Victorian Theater, where special programs are held. Then it's on to the McKinley House, where its gleaming wood and flowery First Lady wallpaper and its parlor, office, and sitting room, mostly restored with furnishings from Ida McKinley's heyday, circa 1880 to 1900. You'll find more pictures of the ladies at work or play in the third floor ballroom. Many of the photos are so candid, you might not initially recognize who they're depicting. Or you may glimpse a side of them that you've never seen before. Such is the formidable and usually intimidating Barbara Bush biking along the beach, accompanied by her dog. Displays change frequently, so there's always something new. I thought that might be an interesting place to take a road trip. The First Ladies Museum, the National First Ladies Library and Museum over in Canton. Sounds like a cool place to go, for sure. Well, there was a monkey that was loose in Chicago. Animal control officers responded to an unusual call in Chicago, ending up rescuing a monkey at an ambulance service. Chicago Animal Care and Control said officers responded Wednesday to reports of a stray monkey in the ambulance service garage, and they arrived to find the scene exactly as described. Our staff responded to a call of a stray monkey in an ambulance service garage, the agency said in a Facebook post. We rescued her and are working to reunite her with her family. The post said officials are working to identify the owner of the escaped pet and will verify that they have proper state and federal permits to keep the exotic animal. One more minute until our drawing. If you'd like to answer a quick trivia question, in the movie Toy Story 3, why is the pink bear Lotso not so lovable? In 101 Dalmatians, from whom does Cruella de Vil steal the puppies? That'd be a good one to answer real quick at 740-383-9944. In 101 Dalmatians, from whom does Cruella de Vil steal puppies? In The Lion King, what is the main goal of Scar? From the wildlife section of our questions, why do bats hang upside down? Why do bats hang upside down? And what is the slowest mammal on Earth? Can you tell me real quick at 740-383-9944? We'll get you signed up real quick for the $5 Little Caesars gift card that we're going to be giving away. And I'll give you just a few more seconds to call in if you'd like to answer this question. You can stream the radio station online, by the way, and it's real easy to do. Just sign on to WWGH1071.com, scroll down and click on Listen Live, and just like that, you can stream the radio station. It's real easy to do, so check that out. All right, 4:55 the time, and we are going to draw a name for the $5 gift card to Little Caesar's Pizza. And I've got the names right here. We are going to draw a name here. And the winner happens to be Ralph Thacker. Ralph Thacker, congratulations. You are the winner. Write that down here for you. And you can pick that up here at the WWGH Studios Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. here at the radio station. That's Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can pick that up right here. We'll have it for you, and you can enjoy yourself a pizza from Little Caesars. And so congratulations, Ralph Thacker, our winner. All right, we have just about 3 minutes left in the program. I've got time to tell you about this missing dog. This is an incredible story, actually. An Ohio family's missing dog turned up exactly 1 year later and over 1,000 miles away in the Florida Panhandle. The Perlman family said their 3-year-old Pekingese dog Bruno escaped during a walk on April 13, 2018, and days of searching failed to turn up any trace of the runaway canine. Was he hit by a car? Did someone take him? Are they treating him okay? Just always wondering where he is, Mother Carolyn Perlman told WJW-TV. Bruno's disappearance remained a mystery until April 13, 1 year to the day since the dog went missing, when they received a call from an animal shelter in the Florida Panhandle. The shelter said Bruno had been brought in by a member of the public who found him wandering alone in the rain. The shelter scanned Bruno's microchip and contacted the family. Someone brought him in because he was wandering around the neighborhood for a couple of days in the rain, and we were all screaming. We were so happy, said Lydia Perlman, 14 years old. The family said they do not know how Bruno ended up in Florida or what he has been doing for the past year, but they are now planning a road trip to bring Bruno home. So 1 year later, boy, oh boy, the dog disappeared and they found him in Florida, miles and miles away. Almost unbelievable. That is something else. I've heard maybe finding a dog 10 miles away, but wow, that is incredible. Well, folks, we are just about flat out of time. Thank you so much for listening to the program. I do appreciate it. Thank you to everybody that called in. I appreciate that as well. Here at WWGH 107.1 FM, Offbeat News and Trivia. We can be heard every Wednesday from 4:15 until 5 o'clock in the afternoon, broadcasting live from the city of Marion. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1. Feel free to email me, radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook as well, Radio Nate. Just search that into Facebook. That's Radio Nate. And thanks again to our supporter, Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing, for supporting us today. 614-735-3461 is their telephone number. 614-735-3461. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Is it how?